Well, fantastic. So here you are, an IRS agent, a certified public accountant, thinking, knowing in your heart that you were doing the right thing. First of all, did you enjoy your job working for the Internal Revenue Service?
Yeah, that's the thing about it. I really liked this job. This was the best job I ever had because I'm really not a team player. And the other jobs that I had to depend on someone else to finish something or do something before I could move on. And if they weren't timely with it, then I was left working late. So with this job, I was given a case. If I finished that case and it was sloppy, it was my fault. If I finished the case and it was excellent, then it was my reward. I was rewarded at the IRS. I had several rewards, even a reward from the then commissioner of the IRS. I enjoyed going out, meeting people, learning about new businesses. But then on the other side, I was one that made people miserable. I would go into the smaller businesses and do these reviews or audits of their books. Now, the larger corporations, they are not audited as much. And when they are, they have CPAs and attorneys to shield the company from the IRS agent. And they had these twists and turns and loopholes that are in the codes and regulations to protect them. It was the mom and pop organizations that suffered because they usually had their tax return prepared by one of the larger companies or they did it themselves. And 9 times out of 10, there were adjustments. There were mistakes made. So these people would end up owing $10,000, $12,000 just because they did not prepare the tax return correctly or they left information off the tax return. For example, when I was at the IRS, we did what were called indirect methods. These were methods that the IRS agents used to determine whether a business or an individual had unreported income. One of these indirect methods was just a matter of me drawing a line straight down a sheet of paper, putting income on one side of the paper and expenses on the other. So on the income side, I would put the money that the taxpayer said he earned in the business, any loans that were received, any inheritances, any insurance that was received, anything that would have brought money into the business or to the individual. On the other side, I put all of the expenses on the tax return, expenses from the credit cards and checking accounts that I received information from the taxpayer. And 9 times out of 10, at the bottom, the expenses were more than the income. And I would say, Mr. Jones, now on the income side, you made $250,000. But on the expense side, you spent $300,000. Now, how can you make $250,000 and spend $300,000? I've already included the loans that you said you had. I've even included the credit card money that you said. So I can't see where you spent $300,000, but you only made $250,000. So it looks to me like you underreported your income by $50,000. Now, if Mr. Jones was not knowledgeable, he would acquiesce to a report that says he owed $50,000. And this report was just based on a method of figuring out what someone spent and what someone earned. It was not something that was concrete. People are so fearful of the IRS that they just acquiesce to just about anything.
Well, isn't it true that most agents don't even realize that they're actually part of this fraudulent activity?
You're right about that. Of course, I didn't know it. And the ones that are still there, most of them, for the most part, do not know this. When I came into the IRS, I had one tax class in college, and it taught how to prepare a tax return. In all of the training at the IRS, we used manuals. We did not use the Internal Revenue Codes. We did not use the Internal Revenue Regulations. The IRS would prepare little booklets, and they could be 20 to 50 pages. And these little booklets contained what the law supposedly said per the regulations and per the codes. And we would be tested on what was in the booklets. So I would read the booklets and make A's on the test, not even thinking that there was a possibility that what was in the booklets did not actually match what was in the Internal Revenue Codes or regulations. So the IRS agents really don't know that they're perpetuating a fraud. There's another little secret that the IRS agents that are out there right now don't know, and I didn't know. It's about the pocket commission, the thing that we carried and flipped out to people to show our supposed authority. Pocket commissions are either categorized as enforcement or non-enforcement. Enforcement commissions may be issued only to special agents, which is the Criminal Investigation Division, or inspectors, which is the Internal Security Division. The non-enforcement pocket commissions are those issued to all other authorized employees. Now, I had a non-enforcement commission. Now, I and other Internal Revenue agents and officers carry non-enforcement commissions. This commission has a picture of the agent with United States Department of Treasury Internal Revenue Service at the top. At the bottom, it has the name of the agent, the signature of the agent, and a statement. It says the name of the agent, whose signature and picture appear above, is duly commissioned as Internal Revenue Agent or Internal Revenue Officer, and has authority to perform all duties conferred upon such officers under all laws and regulations administered by the Internal Revenue Service, including the authority to investigate and to require and receive information as to all matters relating to such laws and regulations. The difference between the non-enforcement commission and the enforcement commission is a serial number that ends in A or E. If the serial number ends in E, that is an enforcement commission, such as the one criminal investigation carries, and they have certain enforcement authority. The Internal Revenue agents and officers have commissions that end in A. Now, that's the non-enforcement commission. What does it mean to carry a non-enforcement commission? To me, it means that I didn't have any enforcement authority, so I was out on the front lines with no authority whatsoever, flipping this little badge around at businesses and in front of individuals and to banks with no authority, and I believe that is so wrong. So these people really don't know. They have no idea what's going on.
So here the agents are carrying these badges, and they're not even aware what an A or what an E means. That's not part of the education when they're employed. Is that correct?
That is correct. That is not part of the education. We were just told that this badge gives us authority to go out and ask for these records, and people don't know it either, so they were giving it to us, and they had no idea.